2326. We just put that in suspense, right? All righty. Next is Green Collar Jobs Council. Testimony in favor, opposition, finance.
I don't have a file on this measure.
All right, that goes to suspense two. AB 2699, Healing Arts Licensure Exemption. Is there testimony in favor? Welcome. Okay, then we'll take opposition.
Thank you. I'm Kelly Green on behalf of the California Nurses Association, and we strongly oppose this.
Is your microphone on? There, thank you. Now, well.
Better. Thank you. Kelly Green with the California Nurses Association. We're unfortunately in strong opposition to this bill due in part to the costs that would be imposed upon our state healing arts boards to develop systems and processes and to devote staff time to officially authorize practitioners from other states to provide care to uninsured patients in California without requiring them to have a California license. It's unclear if the boards would recover the costs imposed upon them through this bill by any proposed fees because we're, as stated in the analysis, we're unclear as to how many out-of-state practitioners may come and volunteer. So we're not sure if the state, if the boards would recover their costs, which is particularly difficult at a time for boards that are struggling with the current workload that they have, and especially at a time when we're trying to improve enforcement for healing arts licensees in our state. We think it would be fiscally prudent and safer for patients as well if these practitioners from other states were required to instead use existing processes to obtain a temporary license. The boards in that way would be able to adequately ensure that they're safe and competent. They would have background checks. We'd make sure that they would practice within California's scope of practice, and boards would have the ability to enforce against their license if they harm a patient. Absent that, we must oppose this bill. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Any other testimony on AB 2699? Seeing none, finance?
DCA indicates that the half-year costs in 2010-11 would be $370,000, full year costs of approximately $740,000 annually thereafter. There is a potential for a reimbursable state mandated program by requiring county health departments to collect information related to health care services provided by that in that county.
Thank you. That goes to suspense. Next item is Mr. Hall's AB 2193 gambling moratorium. Is there testimony in favor? Is there opposition? Finance, you have a comment on this one? 2193.
We do not believe that the bill would have a fiscal impact on the Gambling Control Commission.
Goes to suspense. Thank you. Mm-hmm. AB 2211 by Mr. Fuentes, work-based learning. Testimony in favor? Opposition? Finance?
The State Department of Education estimates that the bill would cost between $25,000 and $200,000 for meeting staff time and publishing and possible development of regulations. Additionally, it may drive significant new Proposition 98 general fund costs in the tens of millions of dollars.
Thank you. Next is AB 2266 by Mr. Bradford, School District Records. Any testimony in favor? Any opposition? Finance, you have a comment?
According to the State Comptroller's Office, if original documents are not available for an auditor to review, audits may be compromised and the school district's federal and state funding could be negatively impacted.
All righty. It goes to suspense. Also, AB 2581 by Mr. Bradford, Banking Development Districts. Testimony in favor, testimony opposed, finance.
This bill would result in unknown startup costs for 10-11. As such, costs are difficult to quantify without knowing the number of participating banks in the program. However, the Treasurer's Office estimates that the bill would result in $486,000 of general fund, and it would require $486,000 general fund annually to fund the program and would require additional staff.
Thank you. That goes to suspense. Mr. Block has two items, AB 2402, CSU admissions and requirements thereof. Testimony in favor, opposition testimony, finance.
CSU has indicated it would likely incur costs of at least $100,000 to implement this bill, and these costs could be much higher.
Alrighty, that goes to suspense. Next is AB 2682 by Mr. Block, Student Assessment Pilot Project. Testimony in favor, opposition, finance, 2682.
The The Chancellor's Office estimates that fully implementing the projects would generate savings for the CCCs by allowing them to utilize centralized assessment database. However, any system-wide savings would be reduced by the administrative costs of maintaining and updating the database, which could be done at the local level. In the event that the administration is to fully implement the project would occur at the state level, the project would create state operations of general fund cost pressures. The Chancellor's Office is expected to negotiate the vendor contracts for the assessment tests.
All right, that item goes to suspense also. Next is Mr. Silva, AB 2537. This is adjudications and state agencies. Testimony in favor? Opposed? Finance.
This bill would increase workload and costs for some state entities conducting these proceedings. Total costs are unknown, but expected to be significant.
Goes to suspense. Mr. Chesbro has AB 2702, Developmental Services Teams. We have some testimony in favor. Did we get a letter on this? Mr. Hicks, go right ahead.
Yes. No. We took a look at this bill, too, and we took a look at the financial analysis of this bill. But considering what services that are provided, and realize you say in here that this would task the savings of $364 million, we believe that's going to be less than that. We also believe that California Alliance for Retired Americans and Californians for Disability Rights believe that, and the Lanham and Act Services Act, that it is a law, and you have to obey the law, and you have to spend money to do the law. As for IPPs, it's very important that IPPs be done and they be done correctly, no matter what the cost is, because you are dealing with human beings. So the substantial human cost definitely outweighs the fiscal costs. So for that reason, Californians for Disability Rights and California Alliance for Retired Americans are in strong support.
Thank you, Mr. Hicks. Any other testimony in favor? Is there opposition testimony? Finance, do you have a comment?
The Department of Finance is opposed to this measure. While the bill appears to have no direct fiscal cost, we believe that implementation of the statutory changes may result in unknown costs due to the ambiguity of the proposed language and could potentially nullify existing authority granted to regional centers and shift that authority to the planning team.
All righty, thank you. That item goes to suspense. And our last item that presentation has been waived on, and then we have about four things on call. Ms. Lowenthal's AB 2663, local government, something to do with the federal, transfer of local funds to under the federal fiscal year. Testimony in favor? Opposition? Finance.
Finance estimates that the bill could result in a disruption of the state's general fund cash flow in times of economic hardship, particularly if other cities are encouraged to adopt the federal fiscal year budget cycle as a means of discouraging state borrowing from local revenues. Based on how such borrowing has been done in the past, the only revenues that will likely be affected by this bill are the gasoline tax revenues in the HUDA. The Department of Finance is opposed.
All right, that item goes to suspense. That concludes the calendar, except for the on-calls. I appreciate everybody hanging in there so much. Thank you. So let's see, what do we have? What do we have next? We have Mr. Liu's AB 1507. And what was the topic on that, Mr. Liu? What was that?
Motor vehicle greenhouse gas emission reduction project.
Oh, thank you. The chair is aye, and I believe Mr. Ashburn was no.
Yes.
You want to call the absent members?
Alquist?
Aye.
Alquist, aye. Leno?
Aye.
Leno, aye. 7-3.
7-3, that bill is out. Next is Ms. Evans, AB 2279. This is the property in Napa County. And Kehoe is aye.
Ashburn, no.
And Ashburn is no.
Alquist?
Aye.
Alquist, aye. Leno?
Aye.
Leno, aye.
7-3, that bill is out. And next is Mr. Nilo's AB 2328, the change in the CARB membership. Kehoe is a no. And Mr. Ashburn is an aye. Mm-hmm.
Leno?
No.
Leno, no.
Alquist, no.
So 4-4.
It's 4-4.
4-5, I'm sorry.
It's 4-5, excuse me. So the measure fails. And we'll grant reconsideration. Okay.
This one has already failed.
All righty. And then Mr. Huffman has AB 2776. That was water transfers. Kehoe was aye. Mr. Ashburn was no.
But they're already,
and everyone's already voted. So it's Mr. Leno
five
voted and everybody?
Mm-hmm.
It's 5-5. That measure fails. And we'll grant reconsideration on that one, too. Thank you so much, members, and to staff also, and to finance. Everyone worked so hard. Thank you. And we can do it all again next Monday. The meeting's adjourned.
Yay.